Okay, thank you. So, yes, my name is Clark Fabrega, School of Computer Science. My research direction is actually split into two different directions. I look at concurrency and program optimization, as well as the general area of trying to formalize computer games. So I'm going to tell you about both these today. So first of all, a little bit about concurrency. Now, way back when, you may not remember this, but we used to have computers that had only one core inside them. And we could do all sorts of interesting things and important things. Like here, we're trying to produce an ASCII image of a little bunny. And so we run the computer, and there it goes. Now, you may notice as it comes up there, it's a little bit slow, right? So if we want to maximize our bunny production here, we need to do something a little bit better. So here we have a multi-core computer. So here we're going to have basically four cores inside here and try and run four instances of the same thing. And so now we do that, and we get lots of bunnies, all nice and fast. That's kind of cool, right? It's important. Now, the tricky part with this is that if we actually want to take a single-threaded program, we actually want to take something that produces just one bunny inside here and run it on all four cores at once, this ends up being kind of tricky. And there's all sorts of subtle issues that start to show up, some ordering issues and synchronization issues. And if you do this naively, things don't always work out quite the way that you actually expect. Things end up not quite as fast, and you get distortions and other kinds of problems inside there. So my research in this area is looking at the general area of automatic parallelization, where secretly under the covers, we take your regular program and we divide it up carefully and do everything correctly to make sure that everything comes together all nice and fast and gets assembled correctly in the end. So the other area I look into is computer games. Now, these are large software projects. They're complex. I'm talking about the modern games you're doing these days. They have these weird kind of issues like fun and stuff like that. It's a little unusual for computer science. But they have certain problems, and it'd be nice to formalize them in certain ways. So my motivation for this came from a long time ago, some very old games. So this is a game called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. You may not remember it. It's an old text-based adventure game. And you would start off in the game in a little room. That's where your avatar would start off. And there'd be a journal inside there and a door. And the tricky part here is that the door, once you go out there, you're never, ever coming back. So you're faced with a fundamental choice here. Pick up the journal and go out the door, or just go out the door. So you might choose a little bit naively, I'm just going to go out the door, maybe you didn't even notice the journal, whatever, you go out the door and off you start playing the game. So you start hacking away at the game, having a good grand old time there, and 40, 60 hours later, you're going to finish the game, and you're going to discover to your great dismay that you really did actually need that journal in the end. So this is a really frustrating thing. It seems like a very suboptimal way of building a computer game. It's something that we could consider a flaw inside the game itself. So my research in this area focuses on the general area of narrative verification, where we try and take a formal or create a formal representation of the game story, the game narrative, and then analyze it for flaws like these kind of pointless behavior. And that's it. Okay.